Blitz the Ambassador is a rapper and a teacher. He grew up in Ghana, moved to Ohio for college, and now teaches songwriting at schools in New York City. NPR Music's Franny Kelly went with him to a class to learn how he uses hip-hop to tell his story and help teenagers tell theirs.
Samuel Bazawule turned 10 in 1992. He was living in Accra, the capital of Ghana, and there was only one thing he wanted: tapes of rap music from the U.S.
It was hip-hop. You didn't even have to ask. You know, that was it. It was like almost cult-ish, you know? So when people were traveling, they knew not to get anything but hip-hop.
Groups like A Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, and the Jungle Brothers were beloved in Accra for talking about Africa in their rhymes and dressing the part.
Yeah, these guys wearing Africa medallions and all these dashikis and really cool colors. And to us, it was like, wow, man, they know we exist, you know? It was just so cool that these cool guys, you know, recognized us.
But his all-time favorite hip-hop group was Public Enemy.
Public Enemy was the ultimate edge to me.
Known as Fair Square throughout my years. So I growl at the living foul. Black to the bone, my home is your home. But welcome to the Terror Dome.
20 years later, Public Enemy's Chuck D makes an appearance on Blitz's brand new album, Native Son.
Cause where I'm from, a defeat is hard to imagine. The spit spinning, the spit sicker than half your squadron. So have them call the ambulances.
Blitz lives in the U.S. now, but he didn't move here just to become a rapper.
Like most African families, you know, it's really about education. It's really about having those jobs that are pretty standard, you know, the doctor, the lawyer, you know.
So Blitz went to Kent State University and graduated with a business degree. But the whole time he was in Ohio, just like in Accra, he was listening to hip-hop, learning from his big three: Rakim, KRS-One, and of course, Chuck D.
One thing I have to tell people, you know, very important: rap is something I learned. I learned every piece of it. I wasn't born here where it's like natural, it just seeps into your lifestyle. You know, this is something that was like studied.
Once upon a time, not long ago, in the streets of a crowd where we live life slow, there was a little boy that they called Bazaar. Had dreams of becoming the ambassador. So we steadied all the tapes and he steadied all the breaks. Drop stereotype, let the people get a taste.
Now, when he's not recording or touring, Blitz is a substitute teacher who uses hip hop in the classroom.
Going through college, I really recognized that my ability to retain complex rhymes was a major reason why I could cram and pass my exams. You know, I'm not saying every kid does it, but I'm just saying it. People don't recognize what that does for your brain, you know, in terms of just the repetition. And these kids are already into that, you know. So
yeah,
whatever opportunity that I get to be in the classroom with the kids, I make sure that they can channel that and they can see the possibility of hip-hop as a means of learning, as a means of explaining their situations and their worlds, and even using references from hip-hop that they fully understand.
I went with him to a songwriting class in a Bedford-Stuyvesant high school called Brooklyn Community Arts and Media, or BCAM.
So let's pop it like always.
Aww.
Come on, guys, come on, guys.
The class talked about songs they'd written together in the past, some about being immigrants, some about power. And then they got down to the business of coming up with a new song. They decided to write about teen pregnancy.
Let's work on this for a second. So we have our subject mapped out. Now let's talk about our structure. Okay, I want everybody to write 8 bars.
About teen pregnancy?
Yes.
The class settled in to write their 8 bars as Blitz pounded out a beat on a desk in front of the room.
Cool. We can do acapellas, but I'll just keep this rhythm going. Is it going to hurt you? The beat won't hurt you. Come on. 8 bars, so we have 5 minutes left.
He encouraged them, gave up beating on the table when one student offered up a beat she had made to the class, and after about 20 minutes, acted as hype man for the teenagers.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you BCAM for the ones and twos.
They went around the room, each grabbing the mic and dropping a verse in turn.
Come on, girl, you've got to try. Think about all the consequences you face. You gotta protect yourself.
The kids were a little nervous about performing in front of each other and a reporter they'd never met before and their teacher. But Blitz, born and raised in Africa, looked perfectly at home leading a classroom of Brooklyn teenagers in a cipher.
Talking about the girl that's 16 years old, roaring around the streets of New York so cold, with two babies try to do her best, trying to beat the rest, trying to be the best.
When Blitz talks, the distance between the 10-year-old version of him, the hip-hop superfan in Ghana, and the grown-up Blitz, the rapper who lives in Brooklyn, doesn't seem so big. It wasn't all that long ago that he was the same age as the kids he teaches now. And a lot of them will write songs about trying to fit into a society that isn't quite sure what to make of them.
I haven't been home in 10 years, but am I still from there? I mean, I've lived here this long. I mean, how do I reconcile? I go home and I'm a stranger there. And I come here and I'm still never going to be fully, you know, I wasn't born here. So there's still a lot that, you know, it's like it's about taking all these pieces rather than trying hard to fit in to one society based on the fact that you're there physically. You know, it's about really embracing all this peripheral that you are and saying, all this fits into me and all this, how do I reflect all of this?
That's exactly what Blitz tries to do in his own music. For NPR News, I'm Franny Kelly in New York.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
City blues left me so confused.